Hi, this is Ken McCarthy from Jazz on the Tube, and as you know, we are paying attention to Puerto Rico, and any chance we see some interesting news or interesting benefits, we like to let you know about them. And there's one coming up at Bard College. We have a lot of subscribers in the Hudson Valley area, and for people that are close to that area, it's in Dutchess County, northern Dutchess County, and there's going to be a really interesting benefit this Sunday, February 25th at 4 p.m., and it's being organized by Andres Rivas. Andres, welcome.
Hello, thank you. Thank you for interviewing me. I really appreciate it.
We're really glad to have you. So this is going to be a combination of Bonplay, which is a bomba and plena group from Philadelphia, with the orchestra students at Bard, Bard College, which has a really fine conservatory program. Tell us about the kind of music you're going to be playing Sunday.
All right, well, we're going to play. It's going to be a fantastic concert, as you said, at Bard College in Olin Hall at 4 p.m. this Sunday, 25. It's going to be so much fun because we're going to play. It's a combination between, you know, classical academic music and Latin classical music, including Danzón Number 2, Conga del Fuego Nuevo, who is written by a Mexican composer. We're going to play Preciosa, which is a fantastic, wonderful piece from Puerto Rico, written by Hernandez, that's the composer, and we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have poetry, we're going to have video, so please come join us.
And these are mostly compositions by Puerto Rican composers, yeah?
Well, Preciosa is, yeah, Preciosa is, but Danzón Number 2 and Conga del Fuego Nuevo is written by a Mexican composer. Yeah, but this concert is more about Latin American culture.
Gotcha. Great. Yeah. And tell us about Bonplay.
Well, that's a fantastic group of musicians. They are coming from Philadelphia, for the Puerto Rico Institute of Music in Philadelphia. They're going to play some pieces, Puerto Rican pieces. I actually don't remember who wrote those pieces, but I know you all will love it because it's a great opportunity for them to play and for you to come and join us.
We have a lot of bomba and plena music on the Jazz on the Tube website. If anybody goes to under our Cuba category, we have a lot of different categories. But one of the categories is Puerto Rico, which I realize it's a little strange. It's a categorization problem, but we do have at least 10, maybe as many as 15 articles on music from Puerto Rico. And it's all part of that great Afro-Latin cultural belt, which includes Puerto Rico and Haiti and Cuba and also Venezuela and Colombia and Panama and a lot of different places. Now, speaking of Venezuela, you've been a guest conductor with El Sistema. Can you tell people a little bit about that group? We've publicized that group's work to our subscribers, but not everybody may be familiar with it. Tell us about El Sistema, how it got founded, what it is, and then your experience of being a guest conductor.
Well, yeah, I started off being a violinist in El Sistema when I was 3 years old.
Really?
When I was 3 years old, correct. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's awesome. I've been
amazing to
music for 25 years already. I grew up in El Sistema. We have lots of kids, lots of professors that want to change life through music. It's a social thing that Maestro, the founder of El Sistema, Maestro Jose Antonio Abreu, and, you know, our great conductor, Gustavo Dudamel, has been working really hard to you know, grow up and to keep developing this El Sistema in Venezuela. As a guest conductor, I've been traveling, for, you know, Europe, Italy, Spain, Czech Republic, even United States, Argentina, Chile, and it's been you know, it's been a long journey, but it's been so grateful to have colleagues and my family playing, you know, in every concert that I've been to.
That's great. And are you from Venezuela yourself?
I am from Venezuela, yeah, Caracas, which is the capital. Well,
from Caracas. And that's where El Sistema was founded, yeah?
Correct, yeah.
And mm-hmm. So El Sistema, if I understand it correctly, besides being a musical organization, is really a social action organization. In other words,
Correct. It
was created specifically to give opportunities to young people through music.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Wow, yeah, that's great. So you're a product of this great institution, and this Sunday you're going to be directing the Bard Conservatory Orchestra. Is that correct, or who's actually going to be playing in this?
It's a mixture. We are going to have people from Bard Conservatory, from the college orchestra, and from the orchestra now that are going to be joining us for this concert. So the orchestra is actually called Viva Puerto Rico.
The orchestra is called Viva Puerto Rico.
That is correct.
Wow. And it's something that you've created from interested people on the Bard campus.
Correct, yeah. Well, this idea came up from a Puerto Rican bass player. His name is Rowan Puig. He's a Puerto Rican. He came up with this idea last year, but we didn't have time to organize this correctly, but it will happen this Sunday.
Got you. So this will be sort of the debut of that group.
Correct. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you know, we've talked about this a lot on our calls, and I think our subscribers are informed, but I can't say it too many times. Puerto Rico is one of the most productive places on earth musically. When you consider there's only about 3.5 million people on that island, that's barely the size of an American city. And over the last decades, from the very beginning, they produced so many musicians who contributed so much to, you know, classical music, but particularly jazz. And we've done a whole call on that. I'll make sure there's a link at the bottom of this article so that people that want to check that out. The music director for Duke Ellington's orchestra during one of their prime periods was a musician trained in the conservatories of Puerto Rico, Juan Tizol. So everybody, I want you to mark your book. It's coming up really soon. It's this Sunday, February 25th at 4 p.m. At Bard College, which is in Northern Dutchess. You can get there very easily. You can even take the train from New York City if you want and take a taxi. It's not a big trip. The show's going to be at 4, and it's going to be fantastic. And it's all for the cause of helping the citizens of Puerto Rico deal with and recover from this terrible storm that they've been through. This is a project that you conceived?
Yeah, of course. I would like to invite you all to come to the concert. It's a benefit concert for Puerto Rico. As you know, Puerto Rico was hit by a huge hurricane last year, and if we can help them making good music and bring them some hope and faith, then we'll do it. And that's what is going to happen on Sunday. So please
Great. Step
by and join us.
Great. And it goes without saying that everybody playing is contributing their efforts to this. And that's just, you know, that's so typical of musicians. It's something they don't get credit for. But whenever there's a need, inevitably, you'll see musicians get together and perform benefits at their own expense, which is really a wonderful thing. I just want to repeat one more time. This Sunday, February 24th, 4 p.m. on the campus of Bard College at Olin Hall, I believe the minimum recommended contribution is $10, but you know, this is a $20, $50, $100 show. So if you've got some extra money, this is the place to spend it. All the money is going to benefit Puerto Rico, and you're going to see some wonderful musicians and hear some really great music. So Andres, it's a short call, but you know, I know you're in between rehearsals and your other work, and we want to get this edited and online so that people can hear about it. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for the interview. I really appreciate it. And please.
Okay. See you Sunday.
See you on Sunday. I'll see you there. Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.